Ronaldo's got that twist now and pivot in the air.
Yeah.
I look at him doing that and I'm thinking, ooh, be careful. Yeah. That's like crew shit. That's potential crew shit in the making.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Hi, I'm Johnny O'Sullivan from Hudson Bay Hotel Group. Find your freedom this autumn with a city break at our Hyatt Centric Hotel in Dublin, where your safety and comfort is our priority. Our central location is perfect for shopping, visiting national heritage sites, and so much more. Book your staycation today with rooms from €124 at hyattcentricdublin.com.
Off the ball. This is News Talk.
Now, you're very welcome back. We opened up the lines this morning, by the way, for your chance to win big cash with our new game, News Talk's Cash Machine. There was €5,270.27. Thank you very much in the cash machine. No winner today, so it all rolls over into tomorrow, and we're going to add to it again. So make sure you're listening 8 a.m. tomorrow morning right here in News Talk, and we'll tell you exactly how much the cash machine has to give away tomorrow. So tune in from 8 tomorrow morning. Latest in the football, half-time at Oriel Park. Dundalk 1, Bohemians 0 is where we are. Samuel Staunton with a goal right on the stroke of half-time. Meanwhile, in the Premier League, Brighton can go top of the table this evening. They're away to Crystal Palace, where it's nil-all after 38 minutes. We are turning to boxing. Kenneth Egan on the line. Evening.
How are you, Joe? How are you keeping?
Yeah, great. So look, we had a great chat last week previewing the Joshua Alexander Usyk fight, and ultimately, even though you made it really clear that Usyk was going to be very difficult for Joshua, southpaw, Olympic champion, cruiserweight, virtually untouchable, you just largely down really to the bulk and size of Joshua, and I'm sure no doubt home advantage, just said Joshua the more likely. And well, you weren't wrong to flag this as a real genuine fight. So points decision, you would have to say Joshua could not quibble with the decision as well. He was pretty much, Kenneth, outboxed right the way through.
Yeah, I'm just raised. I didn't pick six numbers that night as well for the lot of you know, it was an amazing fight, I have to say. I watched every second of it. I was glued to the TV. But just the display of and the boxing ability of Usyk was just amazing from start to finish. Like, you can never imagine a previous heavyweight being able to move and be up on his toes for 12 rounds like Usyk was. And if you notice in the fight, his hands were up around his head for the 12 rounds as well. He never dropped his hands once. And his head movement for 12 rounds, left and right, left and right. He's like a nodding dog in a car, he was. Just left and right, left and right. Joshua had not a clue what to do with him. Not one clue. And I'm sure he sat in that chair after every 3 minutes of boxing and the lads were looking at him going, we don't know how to solve this puzzle. I'm sure that's deflating, because he didn't throw his right hand that much either. And when he did throw his right hand, Usyk caught him with this great left hook over the top. Usyk is a natural southpaw. Remember we spoke last week about southpaws and orthodox and what way they move. Usyk needs to land that left hand, and he did. He's a left-handed southpaw, so his power is in his left hand. Joshua was afraid of his bejesus of Usyk's left hand. Again, he's very, very insecure about that chin of his as well. We noticed when he got caught with a couple of shots, his legs started to wobble. Mm. You know, is that resistance gone from Joshua when he got nailed a couple of years ago by Ruiz? But Usyk just put on a display there on Saturday night. It was just mesmerised, I have to say. It was really, really worth the watch. And hands down, he came out on top. I was raging with the English judge, whatever his name is. He gave it 150 and 130. Disgusting score. But the other two had a fairly wide margin. But yeah, a great fight.
There is a rematch clause. Most observers are saying Joshua doesn't have much of a chance in the rematch.
Yeah, I agree. Like, styles make fights. And we heard the story about Usyk fighting Chisora, and it was a much better fight and closer fight. Chisora is a brawler. He gets in there, drops the head real low. It didn't suit Usyk, but Usyk still beat him. But this was made for Usyk. At the end of the day, I'm not taking out the weight from Anthony Joshua. Look, he's an Olympic champion and he's world champion and he's amazing and he's a brilliant athlete. But when it comes to boxing IQ and boxing style, he looked very, very novice in there Saturday night. He looked like a big novice, like a young Frank Bruno or something. And that was Usyk. That was just Usyk doing that to him. You know, he made him look very, very raw, very novice-y.
Yeah.
And he didn't look like the you know, the guy that gets in and knocks you out in a couple of rounds. And don't forget, we said this last week as well, you look at Joshua's first 20 fights, they were all hams. They build them up to get that crack at the world title.
Well, isn't that the accusation that's always been there with Joshua, that there's a degree of hype over substance here. It's not to say there isn't obviously a lot of good stuff there as well, but there's always been that sense that there's hype over substance. And, you know, you even take the Ruiz fight. It's quite interesting you're saying his corner looked a bit confused as well. So if he's maybe lacking in a certain boxing acumen or craft, Robert McCracken was under pressure after the Ruiz fight. There were calls to get a new trainer. He stuck with McCracken. I think a few new people came into the camp. Like, you wonder, is the support around him making up for his shortfalls? Based on what you're saying about their inability to come up with some kind of plan on the hoof, it doesn't sound like he had much to go on there in the corner.
Like, what? I don't understand, like, what the lads were telling him when he came out after the first round. Like, he held the centre of the ring, but he wasn't doing anything. So, and there's people on Twitter, I'm watching all the different conversations saying, well, he should have fought him like he was Chisora and man him and drag out him and pull out him. Joshua can't do that. That's not his style. Mm. And if he did do that, he'd burn out fairly, fairly quick. That'd be all the chips on the table and go for broke early in the fight. And if that didn't happen for him, he doesn't have a plan B, because we've seen it ourselves in this fight. He gassed out in the 12th. And that last round was cut short by 8 or 9 seconds.
Mm.
So, look, we know Joshua, all the hype around Josh, because England is our neighbours. And, you know, it's next door. We see the papers, we see the social media and everything. So anything that's happening in England, we already, you know, Ireland gets a whiff of it. So Joshua is the superstar across the water, you know. But they hadn't got a plan B after the first or second round. They knew that Usyk was had the same style. You've seen it yourself if you watch the head movement, the style. Like, he very rarely wasted any punches either, Usyk. But for him to move the way he moved. Now, don't forget, when he fought Chisora, he was much lighter.
Mm.
So he's just building himself into a nice light heavyweight. He's a heavyweight now, but he's not the biggest of heavyweights. But he's that bit stronger. And he stood toe to toe with Joshua at times, and I got a bit nervous. But he mixed it with Joshua. He caught him with the left hand, and Joshua had no plan B. He wouldn't throw his right hand then after that. And Usyk just had all the different shots for him. But the head movement and the ring awareness from Usyk, never in any panic, never on the ropes. And I only noticed, actually, it was only in the 8th round, Joe, the 8th round that they get into a forced clinch. Imagine that. Remember we spoke last week, if Joshua gets in close and muscles him around and drains him a little bit.
Mm.
Usyk didn't allow that happen. The 8th round was the first time they got into a clinch. And I think they got into one more clinch after that in the 9th or 10th, and that was it. So Joshua wasn't even at the races on Saturday night.
So Usyk now follows Evander Holyfield and David Haye, the only other person as well to win titles at cruiserweight and heavyweight. So this is a huge achievement. And suddenly he's got 3 belts, you know, which, again, amazing for him. As for Joshua and his future, I don't know, is he obliged to take the rematch? Maybe it's not a good idea for him to take the rematch. It's funny, like, you can imagine back pages of all the papers of Frank Warren here everywhere, like, of the Fury camp, obviously rejoicing and saying that Joshua has killed his £200 million super fight with Tyson Fury. He'd do well to demand £200 now. He's damaged goods. Like, Joshua was saying, ultimately, people are going to tune in to see two UK fighters in him and Fury go toe-to-toe. But Frank Warren saying the money, you know, it's not what it was supposed to be. And of course, there's a bit of negotiation going on there. But it does, to a point, underline like how damaging this is for Joshua. I mean, where does this leave him now? Does he take the rematch? Does he say, I'm going to leave the rematch? Does he go after the money fight with Fury? Like, he's damaged goods, is the view of Warren. And he's not totally wrong.
There's two things there, like, you know, and I remember Joshua was being interviewed and he was talking about the Tyson Fury fight when he was being interviewed about Usyk.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not the right way to be, you know. He was overlooking Usyk, maybe thinking, I'm going to go in here now. I'm going to be too strong for Usyk. I'm going to bully him. I'm going to land big shots and it'll be over. He was talking about fighting Tyson Fury and this big fight. I can't wait to fight Fury. This is going to be the blockbuster. Mm. That was his first mistake.
Mm.
Second thing is, how much money does a man need? How much money, you know, the money's made. So it doesn't really matter about ultimate super fights and 200, 300, 400 million. He had his chance the other night and he blew it, right? What's going to happen to Joshua now? Does he take the rematch? If he takes the rematch, and as Usyk said, I'll have it out in my back garden, out in Kiev somewhere. I think, personally, Usyk could stop Joshua earlier in the fight now because he knows what Joshua is like. And he'll put more pressure on Joshua and he'll throw more combinations and he'll test Joshua's chin earlier. And being honest with you, Joshua might be even lucky to see the 12th round in the rematch. Then where does that leave Joshua? So it's a big risk for him. He's in the claws if he wants to take the rematch. You know, it's not for the money. Like, he doesn't need the money. He wants to go out there and redeem himself like he did against Ruiz. But if he takes that risk and fights Usyk again the second time. Who's learnt more from that fight that just happened on Saturday, Usyk or Joshua? And I don't think Joshua can change his style that soon. You know, does he change coaches? Does he change? I don't think he beats Usyk on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. To be honest with you,
right? Okay.
So now we are talking about who does Usyk fight next? He could beat Fury. You know, he could beat Fury.
Right. I thought Fury was just ahead of them all.
Fury's very big and he's tall and he's rangy, but Usyk is very, very good.
Right.
Usyk is the complete boxer.
Surely you need about 500 million to see a home when you're Joshua's age. Inflation and everything, you know?
But, you know, like I know it's great about the belts, and who needs belts? You can still sell a stadium out with Fury and Joshua, wouldn't you? Without belts.
Well, I would think if what you're saying is right, and I'm in the Joshua camp, I'm saying if we get, you know, put down by Usyk again, it just really makes you damaged goods. Let's just ignore that. Let's get it out there. You know, problems in the camp, your head wasn't right, blah, 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 blah. Let's not fight him again. Let's just set up this Fury fight, make the money while we can. And like, if you beat Fury, and I guess how possible is that is probably the question. But if you beat Fury, it really redeems a whole lot. But like, geez, it sounds like the way you're talking, like a rematch against Usyk, that's career ending for him almost.
It is career ending. But what if he goes out to Ukraine and he beats Usyk, comes up with some other super master plan?
Yeah.
And then he says, right, now I'm back in business. Now, Tyson, let's go.
But he'd get the Fury fight either way, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so. But like, I don't know. Boxing's a strange game. Like, everyone in England wants to see that fight anyway. So that it'll be a sellout either way on pay-per-views.
Yeah.
But will it be more attractive? Look, like last week, if Joshua had to beat Usyk, Fury beats Wilder, perfect. All belts on the line. Who's going to be the greatest heavyweight of an era now with the two boys fighting each other? Yeah. Fury and Joshua. That's the arse of the fall now with that now. Excuse me language.
Yeah.
Usyk is the main man now. Fury's going to fight. Fury said he's not going to fight Usyk. It's starting to sound like WWE now at this stage. It's getting a bit silly, but the best should fight the best. Joshua now is in the pecking order now. He used to go groveling with the plate now, you know?
Yeah.
Looking for the rematch. And he should take the rematch if he wants to get up there again. But it's a big risk. It is a big risk, but he should take it, not for the money, to try and get the belts back, more importantly.
Yes. Wow, fascinating. And so you think if Fury was to fight Joshua, say he dodges Usyk rematch and goes straight for Fury, where is Joshua now in terms of that fight? In, like, Fury to win that for you?
Fury would beat Joshua, yeah. Like, he was really exposed early. It was very, very surprised at how Joshua even handled the fight. Even after four or five rounds, there was no adjustment to his fight game. Still doing the same thing. He was very nervous looking, throwing out his jab. And you see when he did throw the jab, and he did throw his jab plenty of times, he never landed, very rarely landed. He landed one right hand or two right hands in the whole 12 rounds, 36 minutes of boxing. Like, it's crazy. You look at the stats and the movement of Usyk and how many times Usyk made Joshua miss. And Usyk, I believe, said it in his corner, look, I'm going to go for the kill here if I can. Like, his coach told him, take it easy, win it on points. Didn't want to take a risk. And they were right. If you get into a brawl and stood toe-to-toe with Joshua, Usyk would have got blown out of the water. But his boxing ability and his IQ, he sailed through that fight. And he was dancing around the 12th round. And that, like I said, that round was cut short at the end by eight seconds. They put everything in that power not to get him stopped.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, and you hear the here first, if they have this rematch next March or April, Usyk will come in, he'll start faster, he'll put more pressure on Joshua, and Joshua will be in the deep end fairly early.
Okay.
Instead of the 12th round, he'll be in the deep end in the 4th and 5th and 6th round.
Okay. Listen, very interesting. We're busy tonight, loads going on, so we're out of time, but that was great. Thanks a million, Kenneth. Cheers.
Thanks,
Kenneth Egan there.